I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two Iranian Christians have seen their prison sentences overturned by the courts. Authorities arrested both during a house church raid in 2018 and charged them with threatening Iranian national security. Daniel Hoffman of Middle East Concern says it's hard to know why these two sentences were overturned, while many other Christians languish in prison.
Sometimes they are mistreated by either their captors or by other prisoners. And of course, there is still very much the issue of the COVID-19 pandemic as well, which has spread through some of the prisons in Iran. Prayer for their physical well-being and protection is definitely appreciated as well.
Rejoice with us over these two released Christians and pray that they would continue bearing witness to the love and peace of Jesus. And for kids in Iran, drawing pictures gave them a chance to envision the world after COVID-19. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television broadcast channel to the Middle East and North Africa. We spoke with Paris Duporta-Harry, the Sat7 PARS presenter, for their children's program called Hashtag. They asked Iranian kids to imagine what post-pandemic life would be like and draw or paint what they're looking forward to.
They were really focusing on, like, after this situation would be finished, people are loving each other more. More calmness, more green. So much of those paintings were so happy.
And that's not all.
It was also one girl saying that after COVID, she can go back to the church with her parents without wearing masks.
Ask God to give kids in Iran hope for the future that comes from Jesus. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. So get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.